Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Okay, Derek, let's go over the plan one more time.
Right, my favorite part of improv, the planning.
So the team will get its usual suggestion, a location, a relationship, and an emotional arc that can be played out over three different 4 to 11 minute scenes.
I'm just praying no one says, Starbucks, roommates, promotion of one to regional sales manager drives the other to online radicalization. Again.
Oh my God, right? 3 weeks in a row is enough. Anyway, the first time we need to mime an object, I'll give you the signal.
An uncalled for high five.
Right. And then you run and grab the object from the trunk of my car, where I've collected most of the objects you will find in any improv scene, except a photocopier. That's in the backseat.
Got it. I have to say, it is humbling to stand so close to a future legend.
Stop it. I'm just one woman with a dream of holding a real coffee mug in my next teacher's break room scene. Okay, I'll see you at the show.
See you there. Provided that generic restaurant two-top sticking from the back of your car doesn't get you pulled over. But listener, I know why you're here. Well, I don't have any more Squarespace ad copy on me, so you'll just have to listen to the show. What's that? You're finally ready to purchase a domain name and get that sweet 10%? Well, sorry, Titanic String Quartet, you missed your chance. Take a seat, don't hyperextend that lower back, and listen.
Welcome to the Magic Castle. Aye, this is a magical story told in a mystical way. Chunt.
Yeah.
Can you hear me on the room? I don't know how Arnie does this every week. I thought it would be much easier than this, and I find myself quite confused.
Should I give it a shot?
Yes. Oh, first, let me introduce you, though. Let me introduce you.
No, hold on. It's intro that it's intro than intros. Intro than intros. Yeah. Except after something.
Intros before bros?
Intros except after bros? Maybe that's it.
All right. You are my brother, so my intro shall come first, and then mine brother. I say unto thee, welcome to the mystical inn, where all do sit around table and enjoy
yikes.
An ale. Where
sorry,
a man
I just want to interject
doth,
with yikes.
You, oh, okay. Oh, well, the man
are,
doth...
You are sweating profusely. Well,
it's all right. I'm going to be all right.
I've never seen a blue drain out of your robes.
Weak guy, put this cape on me. Oh, I'm trying real hard. Oh, I can get back up. Oh, I can do it.
He's walking away.
No, I'm going to do it.
He's shrugging off the cape. He's back.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. Now be introduced to mine co-host, none other than that shape-shifting wonder, Chunt the Badger.
Ooh, Pappy Nansen has a brand new bag. Thank you so much. I am Chunt, the shapeshifter. Currently, Usador, seems like I'm on a beach still.
Oh.
So I'm still in this area, but I'm no longer a badger. I'm no longer a starfish.
That's right.
I don't think I'm an animal at all. I think from best I can tell, just from looking down at my body, I'm a little beach boy.
You're a little beach boy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fun.
Got a little tan. Got a little tan. Got little board shorts.
Now,
curious about the sand.
I don't recall you ever shapeshifting into a humanoid form before. This is quite remarkable. Have you done it before? I don't recall.
Yeah, I'm sure I have. So let's just say I have. Or let's just
Yeah, you probably have. I don't
that
listen to
protected.
This show.
I don't. Wait. I don't listen to it either.
No, why would I? I have to catch up on all those episodes of Getting Nuts.
Oh yeah, should we do a Getting Nuts because we don't have Arnie yet?
This is Chunt.
Hey, I'm sorry. Can you call me Little Beach Boy?
Oh, sorry. Let's try again. This is Little Beach Boy.
This is Usador the Blue,
and we're Getting
Nuts. Oh,
now,
I missed that.
Somebody this very week sent me a tweet on Twatterton and they did send me a picture of these incredible, fascinating objects. One side a bolt and the other side called a nut.
One side a bolt, one side a nut. Is this like a riddle or a mystery?
I think it might
one,
be.
One side a bolt, one side a nut. And what was it called?
Nuts and bolts. That was it.
Oh, I'm here. This seems like the perfect time.
Oh. And now. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. Somebody help me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were doing the podcast. It looks like you're having a talk with a little beach boy.
Oh, goddesses, let me do it, let me do it. Here we are, and now let me introduce none other than that incredible human who did travel betwixt worlds, none other than Arnold Niekamp.
It's Arnie Niekamp. Why are you pronouncing it differently? Niekamp?
Arnie.
Oh, no, this little beach boy ate Chunt.
This little beach boy. He didn't eat Chunt. It is Chunt. Chunt is a little beach boy.
I'm a little beach boy. Chunt,
look,
I'm an outie.
Chunt, remind me.
Oh, that's
me
my penis. Sarah, never mind. Oh, I'm an innie.
Don't put that away. Chunt, remind me how you change form again?
Well, typically, I would have relations with someone and then turn into them.
But it wasn't this time, right?
No. Okay. Let me finish. Even more recently, I could change.
That might be the end.
No.
I've let even a lot more of terrible things slide, but that would be the end. Ooh. I'm sorry. I love you, buddy, but that we would not be friends anymore.
I don't know why, but when you said terrible things slide, I got real excited. Even more recently, I've been able to shapeshift at will, but even more recently, as we're stuck in the shattering, hashtag the shattering, I have no control over my changing. I just wake up one day and I am what I am. So nothing is going on except for that.
No rhyme or reason.
Everything is above board.
I'm sorry, I'm late. I somehow got stuck in the waiting room. Yusidor, why did you put a pass? If you're going to put a password on the rune, you got to.
How else will you ever learn Elvish? I've been trying to get you to learn Elvish for years, and you did resist it. But now you must learn.
But wait, hold on.
So that's
Elvish? I just typed in "Funkin' Go Nuts" and it let me in. Is that in Elvish?
Did you type in fuck and go nuts or funk and go nuts?
Funk and go nuts. I tried it a lot of different ways, to be clear.
Yes, funk and go nuts. It's a beautiful Elvish phrase that means, thou art mine friend, join me inside.
I typed in fuck and go nuts and I got in.
Yeah, that works too.
Wait a second. There's alternate spellings to the password?
There's two things that Little Beach Boy does well. Fuck and go nuts. Woo!
Oh, no. This might be the end.
No. This is not the end. I tell thee, most assuredly, this is not but the beginning. For here I tell thee,
Arnie Niekamp.
I had to introduce the show.
Did you fuck up the opening? Did you guys fuck up the opening?
No, I didn't. It was perfect.
You both explained the base premise and then also the changes to the premise that might be confusing.
Yeah, everyone knows that we're trapped in the shattering and we're all in a different mystical prism world and we can't get to each other and we have to speak through a rune and that you fell through a mystical portal behind a Burger King over 5 years ago and that you ended up in the mystical, magical world of Foon, which is just a regular world. It's not mystical or magical at all. I mean, except for that it is. And here now, you with your podcasting equipment, you do send a transmission back to thine home world in hopes of being sent home someday, I suppose, for good behavior.
Arnie, can I ask something? You said you were waiting in the waiting rune.
Mm-hmm.
Could you see us at all? Could you hear us at all? Because when you came in, you happened to swoop in right when we were struggling most.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. No, I could. I just have an instinct for these things, you know?
Okay.
After doing this for a few years, you just know. You can't think when you're hosting a podcast. You can't think about what you're supposed to do in that moment. You just have to, you just have to.
Here's where it all falls apart. Now, I have good news for you. Though I may be trapped here in
you
this...
You figured out how to get us out of this situation? The shattering? You figured out how to solve the fact that we're all trapped?
Oh, no, I haven't been working on that. I've been trapped here in this haunted hot spring. I have been turning my mind towards ways to defeat the Dark Lord once I'm free. And one of those ways is by gathering new recruits toward mine cause. Yea, there must be more people to join mine quest. And lo, if I do falter for but a moment, even while trapped in this place, and do not continue to bring in every manner of brave soul who wishes to fight against evil, then I have failed in mine very purpose.
Machinations.
So I've been putting out some feelers. I have some people who I wanted to interview. They sent me some information, and they look interesting. They look good on paper, mm-hmm. Which I actually didn't get any paper because you can't.
So they
get
sent you
paper.
Information and you wrote it down on paper just to see how it would look.
Yes. Here, look. See.
Looks good. Can't really read it, but it looks good.
That's because it's because it's an elvish.
It just says funkin' go nuts.
Or fucking go nuts. Whatever, it's either one. But I've invited them here this very week to serve a dual purpose of being guests upon thine podcastual transmission, as well as having an opportunity to join the greatest quest of all time, Usador's quest to defeat the Dark Lord, sponsored by the Silent Eye.
And Usador, I do have to ask, just the way you're tossing this out there, mm-hmm. Are we interviewing them for the job? It sounds like they're possible recruits. They might get the job to join the quest. Should we treat this like a job interview?
A little bit. I mean, we should be casual about it. Imagine it's sort of like your first time getting to know someone. It's more like a first date. And now we're like just getting to know each other. Like maybe we feel each other out and see if it's the right thing, if we like the same things. They've been on a number of quests on their own, and I can't wait to hear more about those.
Oh, now, I love hearing about quests.
So yes. Here's what we should probably do. We should probably, before we bring them in, Arnie, are you familiar with good constable, bad constable?
I'm familiar with all those words.
Great.
So follow-up question, what's a constable?
Constable is like...
So you're not familiar with all the words. That was a lie.
Constable's like a law keeper.
Okay.
So since we have three of us, we'll have good constable, bad constable, and dead constable.
Okay.
Not dead.
Not dead.
I call not dead.
Oh, all right. Arnie's the dead one, then. Very well.
Okay. My instincts just didn't kick in that moment. What?
Let me dial them in right now. See if I can touch the proper runes. La Tanasaya.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me? It's Usador, the wizard.
Yes. Ah. Yes, we've been able to hear everything you've said all this time. Yes, we were in the waiting room.
Oh, sorry about that.
It seemed like you were struggling for a while, but I didn't know if we should jump in or not.
Ah, fuck, it was noticeable. That old nuts and bolts thing was noticeable.
Thought I really covered that. Please introduce yourselves to my friends Chunt and Arnie.
Oh, go ahead, Mr. Polo.
My name is Polo Tatums.
Yes, and I'm Bustly Mormler. I'm a friend and gardener of Mr. Tatums.
Polo and Bustly, it's wonderful to have you here today. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear about what sort of adventures you've had. Two stalwart halflings as yourself, most assuredly, are capable of great deeds.
We're actually a few things. We are bibbits. We are not halflings.
Oh. It's a type of halfling.
It's an offshoot of the halfling group.
That's exciting.
We are bibbits.
Halflings really just refer to the size of the person. Bibbits are a very special kind of halfling.
If you have several hours, I could go on and on concerning bibbits.
Yes,
our habits, our waistcoats, our different places, the types of tea we like to drink.
Mm-hmm. Yes, tell me about all the meals you eat.
There's breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep. And then Bustly comes in and gives me second
breakfast.
Now I'm listening.
And then I usually don't like it, so I say, no, get me good second breakfast. Yes. And he comes in with good second breakfast.
Yes.
And then I say, Bustly, this doesn't do at all. Yes. I need noonsies. I need them now.
Yes.
He brings me noonsies.
And then I'm allowed to eat breakfast.
Well, that's one breakfast. That we call that meal for you.
I'm given first breakfast after Mr. Tatum's noonsies.
Yes, and then I have onesies and twosies.
Are onesies and twosies meals, or is that what happens after the meals?
Nope.
Those are...
Oh, I see. Yes.
Oh,
that's,
yes.
That's sort of a halfling. Well, that's sort of a halfling joke. Bibbits would never make such a joke.
No, Bibbits would never do that. But a onesie is if you're using the privy, you eat a meal as you're using the privy. Yes. That's a onesie.
Oh, mm-hmm. I want to be a Bibbit.
I think you're too big.
So that is concerning Bibbits. I could go on, but we live in Bibbit Burrows, and that is where we are now. And that leads me to your second point. We have not gone on our quest. Because what? We are stuck in my Bibbit Burrow.
We spent all last night preparing again to leave, and still found that we could not leave the burrow. Our Bibbit Burrow is locked from the outside, apparently.
Yeah, everyone. It seems like almost everyone in all of Foon is trapped in little small spaces of the world. I'm from another world, by the way. I'm Arnie.
Oh, hello.
You seem to have acclimated quite well.
I've been here a while. Some would say too long.
Is that another Bibbit I see? Is that a fun Bibbit on the beach?
No, I'm a little beach boy, and you two need to shut up. Also, something else you should know about Arnie is... Arnie, something else you want to tell him? You're currently...
I'm a dead constable.
He's a dead constable, dead, yeah. So...
The dead speak.
Mm-hmm. But I'm a shapeshifter, just so you know. And yes, ha ha ha, I've heard all the jokes before. Bustly, I do want to note that when offered a chance to introduce yourselves, you kindly gave up your time to polo. Now, what does that say about you? Are you kind? Are you reluctant to speak about yourself? Where do you see yourself in 3 minutes?
Are you speaking to me, Bustly?
Your name's Bustly, right?
Bustly Mormler, yes, Bustly Mormler.
Okay, is there another fucking Bustly on this call?
As far as I know, there was a Bustly in the waiting room, but I'm not sure if he's invited to this or if he's sort of next in line or how that works.
Now, Bustly, don't worry. My friend here is just a bit hot-headed. But if you answer his questions, he'll be quite reasonable, I promise you. Can I get you a coffee or anything?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll call Grubhouse.
I mean, I should actually, if you send Mr. Polo a coffee, then after he finishes it, he might give me some or you know, then you could get me one. Or I'm not, you know, I'm usually, I'll wait around until...
Thank you, Bustly. Thank you so much.
Oh, Mr. Polo.
Bustly helps me with everything because I have a terrible burden I must bear.
See, I told you they were perfect. What is your terrible burden? A horrible curse? An item of great import?
Yes.
You're pregnant? Oh.
No. I could go on for hours concerning the pregnancy of Bibbits. It's a very...
Well, there's probably first process. Trimester, second trimester, third
yes.
Z's.
Trimesteries, yes.
Second
exactly.
Z's, yes.
Yes. Swellies, things like that, yes. No, I have to carry a terrible burden. I have...
Oh, it's terrible.
A trinket of the Nightmancer.
All those words sound bad.
Oh. A trinket of the Nightmancer. Ooh, tell me more. I can't wait to hear about this dark and cursed item. And oh, how I wish to join thee and help thee overcome this great and terrible burden.
As you can see, here is the trinket. It is... Bustle and I were sort of wondering what... We talked about bangle for a little while. Is it a bangle?
Yeah, we landed on trinket.
We landed on it's trinket.
Looks like it's got a little, like, metal unicorn dangling from it.
Yeah.
And, like, a piano.
It's a charm trinket. It's charmed.
It's a charmed trinket? Oh, well, that's very nice.
Don't be fooled, Mr. Wizard. It's a wicked thing.
I was fooled. I thought it was a wonderful thing. I'd forgotten about the Nightmancer.
Yes, the Nightmancer.
So we have found this trinket, and I and my simple, stupid gardener must...
I depend on for everything. I feel like simple is fine, but then...
Oh, now you speak up for yourself?
No, I'd like to...
Chunt, take it easy, take it easy.
I'm sorry, he's just a very bad constable. I don't know what he's capable of, so you should probably confess.
Hey, I'm good constable.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm dead. Don't mind me.
I don't see a lot of little beach boys angrily smoking cigarettes, but this little beach boy really is boring his gaze into us through the rune.
I found them. I dug them up, okay? I rolled them myself. I found the papers and I rolled them myself.
Oh, I could tell you for hours about how we Bibbits love our leaf and how we like to put it in a pipe. And there's a certain way a Bibbit packs a pipe. And It's always... And then there's two types of pipes that we smoke. We smoke a morning pipe.
This is all a euphemism.
Euphemism?
Euphemism? For what?
Come on, packing pipes or smoking pipes. Oh. I'm a little beach boy, but I'm also an old shapeshifter.
Well, the leaf of the creaking meadows is long renowned as the finest weed in the northern farthing.
You smoke creek?
I have a. I'm a talented gardener. I actually have several strains of my own devisement, which are very, very fine indeed.
So simple, loves the earth. Very much yes. Likes digging his little fingers in it and saying folksy wisdom to me and
Polo.
I've got to say, I'm actually interested to learn a little more. Can you tell us a little bit about your life, Rustly?
It's Bustly, but Rustly is the closest most people can get.
I get it wrong all the time.
Thank you, Mr. Polo. I was born in Mr. Polo's backyard. There was a little, you might call it sort of like a serving house that me and the old Booger, my grandfather, raised me from a little bibbit. And I learned back in Mr. Tatum's backyard to garden and foster things that grow, develop several strains of pipeweed, hunting rabbits, fishing.
Well, that is a lovely existence. You're the very salt of the earth. And now, Mr. Polo, I must ask, why are you so dismissive of one who is so capable of creating such wonderful plants and bringing you food? What gives you the right to take such a haughty attitude?
My burden. My great burden.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's the trinket. It's the trinket, Mr. Polo.
It's the trinket that makes me such a jerk.
Oh, of course.
It's not that I've been raised upper class my entire life and...
No.
...socialized to look down on those who have less. It's this trinket of the Nightmancer.
Of course.
Oh, it's driving him insane. It's driving him insane.
I've just realized something. I've been such an asshole to Bustly, and I realize that it's my proximity to this trinket... through the rune that's causing me to be such a nightmare personality.
That must be it, because I'm standing behind Mr. Polo.
And I realize, as I think back on it all my life, whenever I've encountered someone wearing something like that, they've been kind of shitty.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Ooh, tis true.
The unicorn.
Yes. Now, Arnie, do you have such a trinket?
I'm not a jewelry guy, really.
Then what's your fucking excuse?
Fuck you, Usador.
Oh,
it's the trinket. It's the trinket.
Oh, it's the trinket.
Oh, no,
Mr. Polo, the trinket.
Oh, no.
Hide it away.
It'll make a bad constable out of us all.
What will happen to this podcast if we're not all unerringly nice and supportive of each other?
We were in the waiting room earlier, so...
Yeah, but you were in the waiting room. That's probably, like, there must
where
be
we
some...
we can already feel the effects of the trinket.
Well, there was some talk of the little beach boy, sort of, you know, how he became to shapeshift to that. I feel like that could potentially be the thing that takes you down. I don't want to step in and make any assumptions.
So you're blaming me? Huh?
How dare you? Oh,
you're blaming me? Oh. Fuck you. Bing Bong ain't got nothing on me.
Hang on. Now everyone relax. I'm using my great wizardly focus and prowess to lessen the effect of the trinket upon mine very brain. And now I see we must reconfigure ourselves into good constable, bad constable, and automaton constable.
Which?
I want to be automaton constable, struck down in the prime of life, and then returned as a clockwork man to seek extreme vengeance.
Will you still be asking us questions as
automaton? Yeah, Mr. Polo, how do you think the interview is going?
It was going well, but now it's going weller.
Oh, I see who's become good constable. So that makes the little beach boy still bad constable.
I'm sorry, Chun. Do you want to be good constable or do you want to be bad constable?
I want to be bad constable.
Okay.
But because of the trinket.
Hey, bad constable, you be bad, okay? You can do this, Arnie, buddy. Yeah?
I just want to get ahead of something. When you said you were doing well and now you're doing weller... Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that.
I know, it seemed to do something to your Peter. I don't want to say that.
Should we go back to the waiting room? Or?
Yeah. I have a request. We are trying to form an alliance. We've been kind of workshopping some names.
Yes, been
Trinket Team. I wanted to call it the Polo Team.
Sort of has a kind of elitist ring to it.
But I liked it. Sort of meant it sort of aspirational, which I enjoyed. Oh, just trinket by Polo.
The burden bearers, also. Ooh.
The Bustly Bunch?
I would never presume Bustly
Stand
Bunch.
Up for yourself, Bustly.
No, it can't be the Bustly Bunch. That wouldn't be proper.
I can't bear Mr. Polo's burden for him, so...
Only I can, because I am of the upper classes. Only I can bear this burden, this Bibbit's burden.
Put it away!
Can I ask, Polo, so this is evil trinket is a trinket of the what mancer?
The Night Mancer.
The Night Mancer. How did you come to possess the Night Mancer's trinket?
Well, thereby hangs a tale. Such a tale. I put in an order for it, and...
He always turns around and looks at his fire when he tells this story.
Yes.
Oh, he
that's why
very
he's
haunted.
That's why he's gotten up and walked to his fireplace.
It was a party. There was a big party, and I needed something to wear that would really impress everyone, and so I put an order in for a bangle a bob, and I had it shipped.
A bangle a bob for a Bibbit.
Right, exactly. And I
you understand.
Had it come, and I...
Have you been to the Northern Farthing?
No, I haven't. Why is that like a...
Do I no, just, you just understand. Like I feel like you understand Bibbits.
I guess I just get
if you,
you
okay,
guys.
Just... But I'm sorry to interrupt here, but pop quiz, just from the hip, mm-hmm. If you had to choose a door shape for like your front door to your burrow, say you lived in a burrow, what shape would that be?
I don't know. I mean, this seems crazy.
Parallelogram!
I would say like an egg, but like the bottom is cut off.
I'd say the shape of water.
Well, as a beach boy, that checks out.
Well,
bing,
the answer...
Bing, bong, bing, bing, a bong. Bing, bing, bong, bing, 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 bong.
This is the trinket. This is the trinket.
It's driving them all insane, Mr.
All
Polo.
All insane. Harmonizing. So I received this trinket, and I was told by a passing wise man that it was evil.
Can I ask, was this wise man a wise man or someone named Wiseman?
No, he's a jewelry appraiser. His name was Arthur Wiseman.
Yeah, Arthur Wiseman.
Yeah.
And his gems, said, no. Were they cut? Were they uncut?
No, that's the worst part about it. These gems are uncut.
Ooh. Oh.
So am I to understand you actively sought out this trinket? Someone told you it was cursed, and now you get to act miserable to everyone without really any corroboration?
He couldn't help himself, Mr. Wizard. He saw it, and he had to wear it.
He just had to have it, and it's such a burden.
I would say it is a terrible burden. And perhaps at some point, if the burden became too great, Bustly could carry you.
No.
Since he couldn't carry the burden.
Oh,
but
yes.
It seems like he's already fucking doing that.
In some ways, you might say...
You don't understand. He just rattles on about strawberries and how good they taste and...
You don't understand. I have to clean up the streets of Detroit.
Automaton Constable.
It's the trinket. The trinket.
Oh, the trinket. It's making us crazy.
We're never going to get the job, Mr. Polo.
That's right. We'll never form a bracelet bangle brigade. Trinket.
That's pretty good.
Well, how? Yeah, what will this quest entail? What do you have to do with this trinket?
We must destroy it.
Yes, I have to destroy it by taking it back to the shop I ordered it from.
Yes. Only Mr. Wiseman can destroy it.
Yes.
Well, or give Mr. Polo a refund, whichever... Whichever stops
but
this
the
madness.
The burden is, will I get the full refund? That's the burden that I must face.
What a tale. What an adventure. And that's probably like a half-hour trip, or...
Well, it depends on the traffic. The terrible traffic. When I'm walking in traffic, I feel like butter scraped over too much bread. I feel weak, and that is when Bustly carries me. And he'll carry me for about, I would say, 85% of the way there. Mm. And, it is my burden to bear and mine alone. Will you join us? In case somebody waylays us and tries to kill us, will you throw yourself in front of me and...
Ooh, I'm going to go ahead and say, and my trunks. Ooh. But I should wait till someone else says something and then say, and my trunks. So does somebody want to say something first and then I'll say my thing? Because otherwise mine sounds dumb.
Right. You have my staff.
And my trunks. That's pretty
good. Oh, should I say, that like, works. This quest, you yes, can have that. It.
What?
This quest, you can have it.
Okay, is so like two out of three are interested. Just
is that
making
what's
sure.
Happening?
Is this like that week when all you would say is take this job and shove it?
Mm-hmm. I ain't working here no more. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry. You know what? I got no justification for why I did that.
Even the large bibbit is getting affected by this trinket, Mr. Polo.
That's true.
We must overcome the terrible influence of this trinket. But first, we must take a break. And while we are away, consider the name Bibbits Who Bring It.
And Polo, during the break, I'm going to make you a quick noonsies. Do you prefer, do Bibbits eat cabbages or babbages?
Well, thereby hangs a tale. I could go on and on.
Oh, do please do.
Well, some Bibbits enjoy cabbage, and some Bibbits enjoy lettuce, and some Bibbits enjoy both, something that we call labbage. It's a wonderful strain of greenery that old Busley has come up with.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
All right, we are back with Polo Tatums and Busty Mormon.
It's Mormler.
That's not, no.
Bustly Mormler.
Mormler?
But honestly, anyone saying my name, first and or last name, is more than I'm used to, so thank you. You belong with us amongst the Bibbits.
Oh, thank you. You're so welcoming. You know, Bustly, you seem very unassuming, little Bobbit, but it seems like...
It's a bit weird. Bibbits. Bibbits.
What did I call you?
Bobbits is sort of gibberish, I would say, but Bibbits
doesn't make any sense.
Saying in this whole world there's nothing called Bobbits?
Not to my knowledge.
I'm going to have to check the wiki. I mean, I'm sure you're right.
So it's Bibbits, not Bobbits.
Right. Boo. Oh, the Nightmancer!
Many years ago, there were Bobbits, but they got cut and thrown out a window.
The Nightmancer did that.
Tell us more about the Nightmancer, Daddy.
Well, he embodies the night. He is the night. You know, he...
Well, I could...
He's very
kind of glean that from the
dark, and he's a magician of some sort.
Yeah, everything you're saying I could extrapolate already, so maybe delve a little deeper.
But the nighttime is an important element, see, to the Nightmancer's realm. The Nightmancer's realm is the night. And the Nightmancer sort of romances the night, if you will.
Ooh, dish.
The Nightmancer loves jewelry and forging jewelry, as far as we know.
And maybe I'm assuming too much, but is the Nightmancer the fighter of the Daymancer?
As far as I know, there is no Daymancer. We are all sort of Daymancers in our own way.
Huh.
The Nightmancer is the true Mancer of the night, as it were.
More of Busley's homespun wisdom. We are all day mancers in a way. But this is what I'm dealing with constantly. No respite. My terrible burden.
Polo, Tatum's isn't there. Isn't that... Don't you find some solace in such a beautiful thought? That we all be day mancers. That through the day, we do carry about our simpler burdens, not as cruel or as unkind as thine, but... Forward we must go, one foot in front of the other, finding what the day shall bring and overcoming whate'er it is. Does that not give thee some solace?
Yes, of course, but you kind of, once you hear it once, it's sort of like, you know, the type of thing where it's like,
Mr. Polo, we have to keep our wits about us, our optimism. Is that not the only thing that keeps us going, Mr. Polo?
Right, so I'll drop
otherwise
a plate.
Otherwise the burden is too much to bear.
There we go.
Busley looks like he's about to cry. Like
it's like this a lot.
All the time?
Oh, yes, it's the trinket, Mr. Polo. It's the trinket. It's making you like a real prick to me most of the time.
This is sad.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have even said that. It's the trinket, Mr. Polo. I should never have gotten that emotional.
Oh, he's crying like his mom's a duke. Shut up.
It is the trinket. And I believe that in this time where we are in the shattering and each of us is in our own separate areas, unable to come together, I may have a way to destroy that very trinket.
That would be amazing. How would you do that?
Through the rune from your current location?
I believe it is possible, but I must know one thing. Is the true identity of the Nightmancer also that of Arthur Wiseman, the man who did create it and give it to you and tell you it was cursed?
That's kind of a leap.
I mean, he did have a cloak as black as the night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hours are from 2 a.m. to, you know, 5 a.m.
Okay.
Give or take, depending. In the winter, a little longer.
Doesn't look good.
Was he eating a croissant? That's a dead giveaway that he's associated with the night.
I know from your bad constable stare that I'm supposed to understand what you're trying to...
Hey, Cole, I must be a bibbit because I don't get it either.
Croissants are sort of...
I do
really
believe
prefer
he was
scones,
munching on
scones,
croissants.
Muffins.
Yes. He was also astride a giant bat.
Mm, mm-hmm,
he rode a bat... I mean,
and this is all Arthur Wiseman.
This is all Arthur Wiseman. When he gave when he delivered the trinket, he kind of flew in on a giant bat.
And did he say anything when he delivered the trinket?
He said, "The knight arrives," and then
he laughed.
Oh,
yes,
Mr. Polo, you could.
Well, it was a cackle. It was
you
more.
You could
it was
understand
more of a,
what he said. I was with Mr. Polo when Mr. Wiseman landed.
Fool. It was in Elvish.
It was sort of a. It was sort of a. It almost. Was a negative sound, like the sound was sucked out of the air right before him.
Sort of like...
That's the very one. That's the very voice.
See, that's why you have to learn some Elvish, Arnie, you cretin.
So, I mean, now that you kind of put it this way, there is a chance that Arthur Wiseman could be the Nightmancer.
I'm not sure how we didn't make that connection.
When you left his store, did he say, have a good night, or have a good Nightmancer?
He said the latter.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it was a horrid sound, foreign to my ears. I couldn't understand it.
He said, have a good Nightmancer.
And then he'd cover his mouth and go, whoopsies.
What magic? Were you there? Were you?
I think that's an Elvish word, right? Whoopsies.
Whoopsies.
This must be a clue. What could he possibly mean by have a good Nightmancer, even assuming he is the Nightmancer?
Even if he's just mancing in the dark?
Well, I think he didn't mean anything in particular other than I think Arthur Wiseman really wants to get caught. And I think it's unfortunate that you happen to be caught in the Shattering because I think he wants someone to find out who he really is. And perhaps he became the Nightmancer because of a series of terrible tragedies. Perhaps his parents were murdered when he left a theatrical production, and he had to become the Nightmancer in order to fight off his own demons and crime.
It's amazing what someone will do to assuage a wise man's fears.
And his fears were that, you know, one day he might be found out. So, yeah, we can't blame him. Also, the trinket.
The trinket.
Oh, the trinket.
It has to be
the trinket made us do it.
It made me lose my memory and forget these obvious clues. But it's not only that we need to get out of here because we need to destroy this trinket. We're stuck together, you see.
Yes, oh. I haven't been able to tend to my garden in weeks.
Right, we were shattered. The shattering occurred right outside the front door of my bibbit burrow.
Yes, oh. I was loading Mr. Polo's bags, all ready to put into the wagon behind the pony, and suddenly the shattering happened, and we've been in Mr. Polo's drawing room this whole time.
Plus, you're both, like, it seems like the drawing room is kind of large from what I can see behind you. You're both standing very close to each other.
Well, the trinket has such power over Mr. Polo that it's very important for me to be right here next to him, just in case something happens.
Busley, I'm bad constable, so I don't really care what effect this, me saying this has, but from where I sit, it seems like you're in love with Polo.
Or just have no sense of personal space.
I will tell you that it's one of those things. It's one of those things for sure. But, I mean, I don't think it's for any of us to say, which one of those two things it is.
Well, we're just going to say that.
Should I say something then? I don't know if I'm supposed to.
Guys, I mean, maybe we should just all look. You know, we've all known each other a long time. Maybe we should all just be comfortable with the sign.
I can't take it anymore. I can't. I won't. Busley, you're crowding me.
Me,
something.
Mr. Polo?
Listen, you're really encroaching on my space, and it's just.
But if something were to happen,
need,
I wanted to just be right here, so I didn't. I didn't want to be like in the other room or something. If you decided that something was going to happen,
if the burden is too hard to bear, I will let you know.
Yeah, but if you want to listen, the last thing I want is for the burden to become too hard to bear, and suddenly I'm off. You know.
But what I'm saying is, I don't know why you have to kind of proactively keep asking me. Is the burden too hard to bear? Do you need me to carry you?
But if it is,
you know,
it is, I will carry you,
I know,
Mr. Polo.
I know, Busley, I know.
Oh, it's the trinket, sir. It's making you so exasperated.
I don't
You're
think it is. I don't
hair.
Think it is the trinket this time.
You're tearing the bibbit hair off of the top of your knees. A very, classic bibbit thing. Hair on the top of the knees.
You have very hairy knees.
Just right there.
Keep our knees warm.
Did I used to have a family?
Whoa, what? Huh? Used to, or what go on?
Did I used to have a family before I became this automaton constable? Did I have a family?
Oh, he's too deep into the role.
Oh, shit. And now I'm wondering, what constable was I supposed to be? I've forgotten. I can't remember what constable I am.
Oh, shit. And now I can't remember. Is today training day, or was that tomorrow?
Is this the trinket? Are you...
Yeah, it's the trinket.
Oh, it's the trinket.
It's the trinket.
Oh, lo, is me. Oh, hey, yeah. Polo Tatums, I demand that you be kinder here to Sweet Bustly, for all he has done is tend to thee, and though he may be crowding thee and causing thee some discomfort, and he may not understand personal and emotional boundaries, it is always important to be kind to those around us. And it appears that you have much wealth and fortune in thine life, so why not choose to help those who cannot help themselves?
Ah, well, yes. You know, my great-grandfather used to say, charity begins at home. And I do really think if I just want to make my home a safe place filled with fine things. And, you know, I understand. I will be kind to myself, self-care, you know.
Ah. Oh.
And to those around me. Busley, I am so sorry.
Oh, yes, right here. I'm right here behind you, Mr. Polo.
I know you are.
Okay, just letting you know.
This wizard has changed my mind. I will allow you to have a second meal.
Oh, how wonderful. Now that you've decided to do something kind, you're free from the trinket. Remove it and throw it into the fire. See? It was just shitty metal.
Well, it's melting right up. Wow, it caught on fire, which you don't see.
Yeah, it really
all that often.
Really went up quickly.
Wow.
You see, don't you see what you've learned, Polo Tatums? You were just a gigantic prick this whole time.
That's right. But that can't be. Yes, I guess it is. It wasn't the trinket. It was just my shitty personality and entitlement.
Wait, I'm sorry. Maybe it's the trinket, but this whole time that I feel like, couldn't we have had a giant eagle take his personality and whisk it away?
Oh, if only.
That would have been pretty easy, right? It would have just been sort of...
You could have gone straight there.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah. It's one of my go-tos, yeah.
Well, I mean, of course, if there's going to be someone who's going to, you know, catch and eat an enormous bat, an enormous eagle would be the obvious... I mean, an enormous owl, obviously, you know, both nocturnal, but an eagle, very good choice. We should have thought of that, Mr. Polo.
We should have thought of a lot of things, Busley. I apologize to you for my behavior. During the shattering, I feel like my nerves have been a little bit on edge, what with the shattering and with the close proximity. And, you know, your optimism can be grating. I will give you that fearless feedback that your optimism at times can be grating and too much. I just would like you to take it down a little bit.
Now, Bustly. Polo has made quite a stride here. Can you hear this criticism and adjust your behavior in kind?
Of course. I shall retreat to Mr. Polo's hallway, where I shall, organize some shoes or something and kind of give Mr. Polo a little bit of space to kind of do whatever, I don't know, whether it's onesies or, you know, whatever he needs to do.
And now... Now that I have solved all of your problems forever, I entice you to join mine quest. You two bibbits shall be integral, being able to get into small areas and commit thieving against terrible monsters and creatures when we go through dungeons looking for mystical artifacts and other important items that will help us defeat the Dark Lord. You, as a member of the Silent Eye, shall be able to join us and go on a great and grand adventure.
Oh, I thought they were harmonizing.
Well, look, I can see how maybe you would both be hesitant, because I know Usador and Chunt and I have been kind of a little erratic and jerks since we've been talking to you, but that's the trinket.
It's a trinket.
It was just the trinket.
Yes, the trinket was affecting us, even though it wasn't real.
And also, by the way, it's completely gone now. The fire has consumed it entirely.
Fuck you.
Oh, but let's...
It's the trinket.
I'm sure it probably has some kind of lingering effect. Even if it wasn't real, probably the magic is still
in us. Scars, the invisible scars will remain on us forever.
Oh, yeah. The invisible scars of the trinket. Oh,
invisible scars are the worst kind of scars.
Yes.
Yes.
I think we maybe just have had too much adventure for one day.
Yes.
What with... walking over to the fireplace and throwing the trinket into the fireplace.
Mm. Yes.
And don't forget the time earlier when you walked over to the fire and looked into it to talk about
it. Oh, I did that twice, didn't I?
I know, two times.
A day of two fireplaces? Wow. For the shattering, crossing over to the fireplace and looking at it twice is a full day.
Mr. Polo, I'll go grab this blank leather-bound tome and you can begin...
Bustly?
You can begin recording this tale.
Yeah, but how you went there and back again?
Yes,
twice.
There, to the fireplace and back again. Busley, I thank you. That would be lovely. So I think, kind wizard, I will use my time to write that novel I've been thinking about for so long.
Hold on, is that... should I get a second blank tome, or is that part of the...
What? I just said
I just wasn't sure if you wanted to write about. To the fireplace and back again, or is this... Is that going to turn into a novel, or do you want
a
second?
Yes, is this a different idea for a different novel?
No, that's the one I've wanted to... Busley, we've talked about
this. I feel like their outro has had like four fucking endings. It's the trinket.
Is this the novel about the girl who works in the Notion shop and then she can't buy the gloves that she is also selling to everyone else, and the tragedy of the fact that she can't afford the very gloves that she sells? Is that the one you were talking about?
Wait, what? Yes.
My fucking idea.
Wait.
No, it's
that's
the trinket still.
That's
it
classic.
Must be
that's
some
public
sort of
domain.
Vapors coming
public domain.
Off of the burning
How
metal.
How dare you?
It's
oh,
a
the
tall
invisible
tale.
Scars of the trinket.
Guys, I think we're all assholes.
That could be.
That's actually sort of.
Except for Busley. You are not an asshole, Busley. You're just.
He's just kind of a lot.
Just a little much.
Too good. Too much. It's just too much.
Okay. Okay.
But thank you for your invitation, kind wizard. But I think we shall continue to stay at home and write that novel and Maybe Busley can learn a new language, maybe Elvish or something like that.
Sure, pick up an instrument, maybe.
Ooh, don't go getting crazy. Let's not think of... That sounds...
I just want to try to occupy my time in a way that's not physically contacting you.
If you want to learn Elvish, I mean, Ysur has helped me before. He speaks many lingos. So, Ysur, do you mind just giving a few sentences to help Busley on his way to learning Elvish?
Oh, certainly. Is there a useful phrase that you would like to learn, Busley? And I can start with that.
How about I am at your service, Mr. Polo.
Enough. Timpe Ubdu Polo.
Oh.
Okay, repeat it back.
Enough Timpe Mr. Polo.
Huh, better than I thought he'd do.
Oh, very good. Very good.
I was impressed, too. I can't believe it.
Well, just because I grew up in your backyard and I have to wear sort of earth tones, that has nothing to do with my ability to, sort of hear and repeat things.
And if
you studied
listeners...
Elvish in college, which is why you understand. That's why you understood Mr. Wiseman.
That's right.
It's not my fault, really. I was busy making different strains of pipeweed. So, it's a vocation for some.
Yes, that's right. Yes, my dear sweet Buster. I'm glad you're with me, here at the end of the rune.
Well, I am saddened that you have decided not to join us on our quest. But we must continue on, for Arnie, Chunt, and I, Usador the Wizard, have sworn that we shall go forth and murder Arthur Wiseman.
Wait, what?
Are we certain, we're assuming he's
the Nightmare's answer? I'm not sure.
Likely?
I feel like that would have been a great idea if it was say, for example, we threw the trinket into the fire and, nothing happened at all. Or the fire went out.
I will say he deserves to die just on, the fact that he's selling shitty jewelry.
I mean, look, if anyone releases, a subpar product, that doesn't mean they need to be killed, right?
Yes, we heartily agree with that. Things are hard right now, and we're all doing the best that we can. I think we can all agree on that.
But we're all trying to get through. That's why it's always 5 stars, no matter what.
Absolutely.
Yes. No, disagree. Bad constable, it's the trinket.
Very well, then. I shall go forth, and I shall go through with my quest to defeat the Dark Lord. But if Arthur Wiseman is out there and listening to me now, and e'er dares dare to cross mine path and cause some ill will amongst more mine friends, I shall smite him most assuredly.
Is there a chance that you could get a refund?
Let me redo that. Yeah, you're right. Okay. If he does err, cross mine path, I shall most assuredly smite him or request the most full of refunds.
Thank you, kind wizard.
Usador, you got to read the rune a little bit. A couple minutes ago, Polo said, here we are at the end of the rune.
Uh-huh.
I think they kind of want to.
Oh, here we go then. I am Usador.
You're being
wizard
total...
of the twelfth realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fianyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet, and you can buy each one for $1.
Usador, you got to take it down. You're being a total bustly right now.
So what was that recipe for labage?
Oh, well, I'm so glad you asked. There hangs a tale.
I'd like to learn some Elvish. How do you say, better enjoy those Pirates of the Caribbean films, because that's going to be pretty much it. Yes, I saw Elizabethtown. No, I don't remember any of it except the murder bicycle. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Little Beach Boy was played by Adol Rafai. Again, for those of you fogging up the Wikipedia page with your breathless attention, Chunt used to only turn into things he had sex with, but for a lot of reasons, we're throwing that particular page of the show Bible out the window. Now, Chunt's shape-shifting powers are carefully determined by shrug emoji. The Bibbits, Busley Mormler and Polo Tatums were played by special guests Alden Ford and Winston Knoll. Alden Ford is a writer, director, and performer in New York City, and co-creator and cast member of Mission to Zix. Winston Knoll is also a cast member of Mission to Zix. Mission to Zix is a very funny improvised sci-fi podcast. Really very, very funny. I wonder if they'd want to add more people to it. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. I should add, I very much enjoyed the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie, but by the time we got to Pirates of the Caribbean, Who's the Most Keith Richards? And Pirates of the Caribbean, There's Mermaids Now. Well, there's something to be said for quitting while your concept is strong. Anyway, see you next week for episode 100 million.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.